morning, good evening, whatever the case may be. Coming to you from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
It's the Geekly Debate. I'm David, and joining me today is...
Gomer.
Taylor.
And what is on topic today?
The best geek pet of all time. Geek pet... Stipulations for geek pets. Any genre, any comic books, TV.
Well, anything that I guess broadly speaking is considered to be part of geek culture.
Yeah. I think keeping it wide open is the best bet. Yeah. There are plenty of comic book pets we could go with.
Well, I mean, every major superhero has had a pet at some point.
Yeah, something like
that. Even if it's just some minor trifling thing. Like, I can't think of any pet Spider-Man's ever had, but I'm sure he must have at some point.
Deadpool has a pet rock.
Yeah, Deadpool has dead dog in their dog pool.
There's a dog pool.
Yeah,
there's
a
dog pool. I was joking about the pet rock.
Cool. Well, I'll lead off because mine's probably the most obvious.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Crypto, the super dog. I don't know when he started. I don't know when he came into it, but I know he's awesome.
Well, yeah, all the pets that every superhero has had at some point or another that I was just mentioning, Crypto's the best of them.
Yeah,
he's the most recognized.
Yeah.
He's the oor example of
now, them. Does anyone know Crypto's origin or anything?
It changes.
He was a Kryptonite dog.
He is an action in modern continuity, again, he's an actual Kryptonian dog.
Yeah.
I like how in modern continuity he looks like vaguely like a dog, but not quite.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me too.
Kind of an alien aspect. But he's always been a...
like a skag from Borderlands.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of.
They're like dogs, but they're not dogs.
But yeah.
Anyway, he is the foremost of the superhero pets.
Yeah.
The one who's around the most, the one who's lasted the longest, the one who's given the most legit, like...
Yeah.
Reasons to keep...
I think he had his own show, his own cartoon show.
Yeah, he did have a cartoon
show. Well, he's, given the most serious treatment, most, The Flash, I think, had, a cat or something at some point.
Oh, really?
I don't fucking
maybe
know.
Maybe a cheetah.
No, the Flash should have had a turtle.
Oh, dude, that is being awesome. Yes, the Flash should have had a turtle, a pet turtle, who's really fast.
But a lot of these other ones are just, them throwing mud at a wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
And basically, in an attempt to imitate Crypto.
Yep. Exactly right. To some degree of effect, but mostly no.
Yep.
No,
well, super animals alone, you have the Bibbo the Wonder, super monkey, and Streaks the super cat,
and the horse.
Yeah, the fucking horse. I don't even remember the horse's name.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, dude.
I just know there's a horse.
Yeah. But Shazam has a dog. There's a Shazam dog.
Sure. I don't know its name.
But there is a Shazam dog. And what about that monkey from the Wonder Twins? That doesn't count.
Bleak.
Is he a pet?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't pick him.
No, I wouldn't pick him.
Cool.
What was the monkey from Space Ghost?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
But I know what you're talking about. I forget what his name was, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That'd be a good pick. That would be a good pick.
No, I mean, they're just all stupid.
What was Johnny Quest's dog's name?
Bandit.
Bandit was awesome. Yeah. That's a good pick. But Crypto, I think, is the best pick just for me, because I'm a comic book guy, so. And I knew you guys weren't going to pick any of those. Okay, Crypto, we're off. Crypto, go.
I'm going to pick the Rancor.
Awesome choice.
Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Well, we could go with the Tauntauns, but I'm going to
go
with the
Rancor. I don't think Tauntauns are pets, because,
They're steeds.
Yeah, yes. They're steeds. They like them, but they're not, going to cry over it.
But it'll be the Rancor from Return of the Jedi, because, he had his own little den.
Yeah.
They fed him people they didn't like, and when he died, somebody cried over him. Somebody actually cared for him.
It was a sad...
It was that one guy's pet, sure, but not really Jabba's pet.
Yeah.
Jabba owned him.
Jabba,
it's kind of like the same way you own a show dog.
Jabba probably just thought of him as a garbage disposal.
Jabba would have had the money to delegate out to a professional.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Would you
to the Beastmaster.
To the Beastmaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go with that. I like that. It was Jabba's pet.
Jabba's a gangster. He's got a lot of things to do. He can't just go take care of a Rancor. He's like, I'll pay you to take care of my Rancor. And so the Rancor Keeper gets attached to the Rancor.
It was sad.
It made
me feel kind of bad for the poor Rancor.
That awful Luke Skywalker.
Well, it wasn't even that. We were like, come on, kill that Rancor. Kill it. And then he does. And it's like, yeah, you killed it. Yeah. And then that dude's crying. You're like, oh, wait. Dude, my bad. I'm sorry. You know, I was rooting for your pet to die.
And somebody did comfort him, too.
That was on the back.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Rancor. Beat the Rancor.
I don't know if I'd argue it as like...
It's hard to say it's a pet.
There's elements of it being a pet, but it's just... It's like a gladiator beast.
You're not going to have the Rancor get your shoes with a newspaper.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to curl up funny on your lap. You
except
know?
For that one guy, it seems like it wasn't really there for love and affection.
Yeah. No. Other people seem like, yes, there's no more Rancor
it's
around.
It's more of a tool than a companion.
Yeah. But I'll give you Rancor just because of that one guy. Because I felt so bad for that dude. I did. Poor guy.
Yeah. I like you that. Feel rotten for him.
Yeah.
I get, okay, but that kind of belies my argument a little bit because, like, you do see that there was an emotional connection there.
Yeah. Oh, well. I just see him curling up in the Rancor's lap at night, you know, and sleeping in Jabba's basement. Just saying it's okay, Rancor. Rancor, a little purr, you
he's
know.
Probably got some Jawa statuette.
Yeah, throwing him a Jawa. That's awesome.
You've been good today. Here's a Jawa.
It's like bacon.
Oh, that's great. Cool.
I kind of think a Jawa would not taste very good. But then I'm
they
no
probably don't
Rancor.
Get a lot of water living in the desert, so yeah, they probably don't taste good.
Like stringy.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's get off of Jawas as hors d'oeuvres.
As bacon bits.
Yeah. Bacon Taylor.
Keep
pet.
I'm going to go with Appa from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Awesome choice.
I was munching my words together. I was about to say Lavatar.
Lavatar.
Which is a Pokemon.
The last
but,
la.
Oh, you know what? Shit. Maybe I should do like Pokemon in general.
Oh, every Pokemon?
But now Pikachu. I'll go with Appa.
Pikachu is definitely a good choice.
That's we can talk about him as an honorable mention, but
definitely.
I'm still going to go with Appa just because there definitely was a companion. Not only was Appa like sort of a cool concept, it's this giant buffalo that has six legs, and at first you think, oh, that's cool enough, and then at the end of the first episode, holy shit, he can fly.
Yeah.
And, he's extremely powerful because not only is he like massive, but he can like create overwhelming gusts of air.
Yeah.
And he was pretty much central to a lot of the
whole second season was about this emotional.
Yeah.
A lot of the second season, Appa gets captured and separated from the group, and there's like, you can see the anguish it causes Aang. You can see how the group missed him. You can see how, for one thing, how much you kind of take for granted, man, it was nice having this buffalo that could fly us anywhere.
Now we gotta walk everywhere.
Yeah, things are much harder for them when they do have to hoof it.
Yeah.
But he also kind of has this important symbolic weight because he's really the only thing besides Aang that still exists from Aang's old culture.
Yeah. It's sort of like an anchor for Aang to his old sort of past.
It's the only piece of his old life that came with him.
Yeah.
Except for, like, his glider.
Well, yeah,
his only friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's still around.
Yeah.
And they do talk about how, like, when airbenders are young, they do form this lifelong bond with their sky bison.
Exactly.
Which they did cover a bit
in that season
Korra.
Where he's...
Yeah, they picked up on with that in Korra. And they, from an airbender, though, we get that flashback episode. He was just born, and he's teething and whatever.
That's a neat thing. He's had him for, you know...
Yeah.
There's that. They cement that bond very well.
In a sense, he really does go kind of beyond being a pet.
Or a mount, or even just a mode of transportation.
Yeah.
It's more than that. A real character.
Appa actually does have character development. Yeah. Appa has like this friendship thing with Momo.
And he was
It's a great pick.
Member of Team Avatar.
He was a important element that allowed Zuko to join later on, because Zuko had found him when Appa was captured. Yeah. The one who actually kind of sets him free is Zuko.
Yeah.
When he finds him captured underneath the lake by the Dai Li.
Yeah.
And Appa remembered that, and he was accepting of Zuko when Zuko sought to join the group, and if not for that,
exactly,
maybe Aang couldn't have found a firebending teacher.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
Well, mostly maybe me picking him is a little bit of a carry over from that being such a great show and so much great writing, so much great character development.
It's a good pick, but that's where all of our stuff, I think, comes from its notoriety. It's just was done very well. Cool. Honorable mentions. We'll do this one quick.
Let's do Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Just because a Pokemon would be a damn cool pet to have, and Pikachu is the most iconic Pokemon.
Yeah.
No offense to Charizard.
No, of course
Although
not.
If I had to pick one, I'd totally pick Charizard.
Maybe.
Oh, fucking fly
Me
around.
Better, yeah. They have fun walking, though.
Yeah.
In the show.
Lazy-ass Pikachu usually just like sits on Ash's head or whatever.
But that would be awesome to have a Pokemon just hanging out with you, you know? It would be fun.
Yeah.
I think the appeal of Pokemon is their loyalty, which is the dog, you know, loyal, they're loyal. No matter what you do, they're always going to be your buddy. I think that's the biggest appeal of
Pokemon.
Yeah,
once you capture them against their will with a Pokeball.
That's right. Then they love you forever. Get them in the decks and you're good to go.
Come back to me. I got
Never-ending story. Atreus' horse. Artax.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Falcorn. It's totally
Falcorn's
not a
pet. Not
a pet.
Not a pet. But the horse.
In fact, they're damn lucky he's as nice and benevolent as he is.
Yes, exactly.
He has sort of the power in those relationships.
Yeah. I won't go into my usual never-ending story thing, how the dude at the end, Sebastian, wishes for something, and he wishes for revenge on the bullies who picked on him in the beginning. I won't go there.
Have you seen
but
the,
that horse, them. The horse, and that horse dying, it's Artax, the horse, Artax.
Have you seen
right?
the
Am I saying that right?
I think it's like Atrax or Artax.
Atrax, like an 8-track.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's Artax. And yeah, very sad moment when the Swamp of Sorrows
swallows him up.
He just quits having, he just doesn't believe anymore. And Atreus got to go by himself to see the turtle guy. Who doesn't remember anything?
The turtle was a woman or a female.
I don't remember. I can't make it past the horse.
The horse dying.
Go ahead. You got a honorable mention?
I'm gonna go say a ghost from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Easily the most kick-ass of the direwolves.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I saw a thing when it's like it was actually treating the direwolves as Pokemon.
It's
cool.
Yeah, that it's like so far away the most powerful of them, and then like he had like a lady that's fucking Sansa's stupid thing. Well, it wasn't the.
Fainted.
It's not Lady's fault that Sansa was such a goddamn idiot. Sansa was like level one. I guess he could like died in like the third episode or something.
I hated that. Yeah, do anything you want to the people. Don't touch those dogs.
Well, you feel bad for the dogs.
I feel terrible for the dogs. I cried more for the dogs than anything.
One of the worst parts of the Red Wedding was spoiler alert for something that was like 2 years old.
Yeah,
now,
it's really old. If you haven't seen that,
when they killed
it.
Rob and sewed Grey Wind's head on his body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Other honorable mentions: Ace from Batman Beyond. It's another comic book thing, but mostly that's an animated thing.
He kicked a lot more ass than Terry did on that show, to be honest.
Without any help from Bruce, he did.
Yeah.
Bruce made a trainer, but that dog was his own
thing. In the Joker Return of the Joker movie.
Yeah.
Damn good movie.
Very good. Movie. It's scary at some parts, dude.
He beats the Joker because he's like, sick of him. And then like, the dog comes in and saves his ass.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is like, what do you got? I'm fighting dirty. he'll cheat to win, unlike old Batman.
Loved it. Yeah. No other honorable mentions for pets? Geek pets?
Spot? From Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Dude, that's a killer one.
I was thinking you meant Spot like the children's book dog.
Yeah, but no.
And that's a good one.
Data's cat Spot.
Data's cat Spot is a
choice.
Great choice.
Yeah. You know, a lot there were
Data's kind of like lifeline to humanity.
Yeah.
It's him owning this pet.
Yeah.
The one thing that Data relies on Data for its livelihood.
Yeah. Relies on Data. Yeah,
I have
like
some
that.
Friends who have like a mantle portrait of Data, and it's like he's like stroking
with the cat,
Spot,
like a Dr. Evil sort of thing. But
sort
just,
of.
Just Spot.
Oh, do we want to do Mr. Bigglesworth?
Oh, yeah, we can do Mr. Bigglesworth.
I feel bad for the damn cat. Like it's getting frozen.
Look at Mr. Bigglesworth. Look what happened.
Can we count Mini-Me as a pet?
No,
that's awful.
Yeah, that's
You're
terrible.
Awful.
You're an awful person.
You can go to hell.
The
sir.
Star Trek, going the Star Trek route, Captain Archer had Porthos, which had some very, the dog had some very cool episodes.
Yeah.
If anybody's a fan
of one of the
prize.
Shitty things about the new Star Trek movies is like they killed that dog.
Scotty lost the dog in a teleporter.
Yeah. What an asshole.
Yeah. I'll tell you when I find it.
So weird. But yeah, okay. I don't think we have any more pets. Any more geek pets? We didn't. You know, there's always going to be the one that. Oh yeah,
there's only three of us at this debate.
Yeah, that data one would have been the one, but it's not now. Awesome. Thanks for
listening. That was a good choice.
Oh yeah, definitely a good choice. I think so. Thank you. Yeah. If you have any choices for geek pets, let us know in the comments or on Facebook or on Twitter or anywhere else you might find this podcast. Thanks for listening. Check out OutrightGeekery.com. You'll find this cast, other casts, news, reviews, all kinds of awesome stuff we do. Thanks to Comic City 2, as always. Check them out at ComicCity2.com. There are links to their website on our website. Thanks for listening. Check back next week. We'll have another Geekly Debate.
Join us next time for the Geekly Debate. Same geek time, same geek channel.